Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from November the 30th, 2023. It's our last trading day of November for this year, moving on in the last month of 2023 and taking a look at yesterday's action. Bit of a mixed bag for the indices we follow on the video here. Leading the way to the upside was crude oil, up almost 2%. U.S. equity small caps was up 61 basis points, while we saw AGG up 49 basis points there as well. Things in negative territory. We saw small cap or mid caps with the Russell 1000 roughly flat. Then from there, EEM, the notable mover to the downside. Not really all that much downside, though, when we're considering down 58 basis points there. Looking at the chart of crude oil this morning, we see that with yesterday's action, it moved above 78, broke that double top there, returning it to a buy signal. At the moment, still see some near-term resistance here at 79, as well as the bearish resistance line at 86. So just a near-term buy signal return that we see. We saw it back in October before. Ultimately, we got a second leg down out of crude oil, but it's interesting timing with the OPEC meeting today, so we'll be worth keeping an eye on crude as it returned to a buy signal yesterday. For the S&P 500, we saw it move above that 4580 level, inching closer to 4600, which was that rally high we saw back in July of this year. Looking on the longer term, 50 point per box chart. I have resistance there. 4,600 has actually been prevalent since March of 2022. So move to 4,650 on this 50 point per box chart would clear that resistance. Looking back on the default chart, it actually only take a move above 4,630 to clear some of this resistance. So it is worth bearing in mind just what you may be looking at whenever flipping back and forth between these two charts. But coming up to this resistance level, testing it again at the moment, we've only seen the NASDAQ composite move to new 52-week highs, or pardon me, the NASDAQ 100 moved to new 52-week highs. The NASDAQ composite has now matched its 52-week highs with yesterday's action, moving above 14,400 there, matching that rally high from July of this year. Still see some resistance here in that 14,500, 14,600 level, similar to a lot of other U.S. equity indexes from that March, early April 2022 period. So it'll be a move above that that we need to see for another potential next leg up, if you will, for many of the U.S. equity indexes when we look on their charts. So something we're keeping in mind. Also, the fact that we're getting into still maintaining overbought stance coming up to this resistance, it starts to spell more for the potential of a pullback. Many have probably heard us talking about that for at least a week or two now, that you know the market's been getting extended. It's been moving up to resistance, but we've seen it be pretty resilient over that time as well, and really kind of trade sideways mostly, which could be what we see is just purely a consolidation, not really a true pullback. So something to also keep in mind as we move on into December. As we get ready to close the month of November, I did want to point out that we did see domestic equities pass its bogey check, move to passing its bogey check following yesterday's action. Now, when we look at the action from on the chart, if we were to look at the chart, it reversed up, and it's the first time it's been in a column of X's since moving into a column of O's back in October. Now, it still technically maintains an RSL signal, which is something interesting from a long-term perspective, but at the moment, still something constructive seeing it move into a column of X's, showing that domestic equities, broadly speaking, is now beating cash on a relative basis. Those familiar with it, bogey check has had pretty checkered past. You know, it's really more of a inconsistent batting average sometimes, but as we often talk about, it's the first indicator that we see go when we start to see indices move lower. It also can be the first indicator react on the upside move as well, but now seeing it pass that bogey check, so at least another positive there for U.S. equities. Now, within fixed income, do want to give a shout out here, because on the asset class group scores page, we see the all fixed income group moving above the score of 3 following last night's action. It's the first time it's scored above 3 since May of this year. Really saw it kind of peak above on that last day of May before moving below. Somewhat similarly, we have seen improvement out of all U.S. fixed income. It's actually probably been at a bit of a greater rate here recently for all fixed income in the near term, although early on in sort of the latter part of October, we saw some pretty good improvement out of all U.S. fixed income quality. To the extent that we now see all U.S. fixed income quality close to that U.S. money market, we have discussed in the past that this U.S. money market has been pretty consistently strong, remaining above that 2.5 score mark really for quite some time now, you know, since the early part of this year. So it's been able to sustain even with a lot of the rotation that's gone on the asset class group scores page. But nonetheless, we're looking at all U.S. fixed income coming up to challenge it here. And we also see all fixed income moving above that 3-score level. So another thing worth noting is that on the short term and shorter end of the curve, we see the 5-year yield index FVX, that chart coming down to its lowest level since the beginning of September there at 4.2 or 42 on the chart. So seeing some pretty notable continuation of a breakdown for rates. Now, as far as that has impacted AGG, we see it at its highest price level since September of this year, there at 96.50, moving pretty overbought territory at the moment, somewhat similar to equities, rallying into resistance here. Not quite the same story of what level of resistance it's rallying into, but ultimately rallying into resistance near the top of the trading band suggests that we may be seeing a potential for pullback. But again, could be just in sideways consolidation that we might see to bear in mind there. Now, catching the headlines today, this morning is going to be Salesforce. They reported earnings yesterday after market close and have had a beat at points. When I looked this morning, they were up over 9%. They're actually trading at a little over 250 right now, last I looked. So that'll move it above its resistance here, 236 for a new 52-week high there, and actually brings the stock to its highest level since January of 2022, rather. And now we see that the stock's all-time high and some of that action's still here up at 308. So giving a very similar lay of the land as we see in many U.S. equity indexes right now, although seeing Salesforce move above and make a new 52-week high puts it in pretty overbought territory at the moment. Short-term traders may look to lock in some profits. Otherwise, long-term holders probably just sitting tight unless you're really eager to lock in some profits right now. But we would look to hit pause on adding it at the moment, as that will move it into highly overbought territory at the moment. But very notable breakout for Salesforce after reporting earnings yesterday after market close. But as always, if you have a question about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.